When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everybody, and it's Friday, April 26th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm Jason Mackey, and this is Mackey's First 10, your quick hit podcast to get you ready for the day. We are coming off the first night of the NFL draft, and what an exciting first night it was. The Steelers draft Troy Fautanu out of Washington, an offensive tackle, an athletic offensive tackle at that. Definitely some surprises that happened. Had a great time at Mike's Beer Bar tonight for the live stream of the draft. Bunch of us talking about the draft for a little bit, and then I headed over to the Steelers facility on the south side as they made their pick. I made it about around pick 10 or 11, something like that. Was obviously there in enough time for them to make their pick, for Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan to meet with us. We got Troy on a conference call, and we'll dissect all of that, as well as the Pirates wrapping up their four-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers. Some good early on in the series, not so much later. Again, we'll get to that in a minute. First, want to remind you that we're sponsored by the North Shore Tavern across from Pittsburgh, from PNC Park. It's Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it there, but the interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone, which I had for dinner tonight. It was absolutely fantastic. As far as Fautanu, I can't say that's the pick that I saw coming, but I also like it a lot. Turned out to be a really neat story, and that's what I wrote about in my column for today. There's a link to Troy Polamalu. Fautanu grew up a Steelers fan of Polynesian descent. His dad is a huge Steelers fan, and he's loved the Steelers his entire life. He told us a great story in the conference call about going on a recruiting visit to USC, where the coach at the time lined up his visit with Troy Polamalu visiting his alma mater. And at one point, Fautanu opened the door, and it was, he said, my goat, Troy, was right there. And it sort of led to a funny follow-up question about why didn't that recruiting pitch work? And he said kind of it seemed to indicate the hanging specter of Troy Polamalu being there. Anyway, winds up at Washington, has a great career, was a hugely important piece of the Huskies. Mike Tomlin told another story about sitting in a hotel room one night late at night, or in the lobby of a hotel, watching one of Washington's games on the West Coast and just being so impressed with Fautanu. And as we heard more from Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, I think that's one thing that I definitely took away from tonight is how much they really liked him. If you saw the first round unfold, six quarterbacks taken, I believe, and just the way the draft kind of fell for the Steelers, they had a lot of options. They could have gone any number of routes. They could have gone Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon. They could have gone with Graham Barton out of Duke. They could have gone receiver. They could have gone cornerback. But instead, they stuck with the offensive tackle. You could make the argument, and I did, that that's more of a want than a need. You could have gone with Dan Moore Jr. there. But I will give the Steelers this. They were convicted in that this kid is the right kid. Omar Khan talked about the 10 minutes leading up to the pick were the longest 10 minutes of his life. Mike Tomlin said repeatedly to us, just watch the tape. Just watch the tape of this kid play. One of the things that Tomlin pointed to was just his athleticism on the outside, him being involved in things like a crackbacks on a toss or a wide receiver screen. And I really like that about him, just being able to do so much from that position. Obviously, things the Steelers are going to try to utilize. That's why they picked him. A mature kid in terms of, you know, Amarius Mims was another guy they were looking at out of Georgia, only 8 college starts. Fautanu, to me, is kind of the opposite of that. He's got a lot of experience in college and a high-level offense, played a lot of important ball, and the Steelers obviously are going to be looking to get him in the mix immediately. 6'4", 320 pounds, 34 and a half inch arms, ran a 5.01 40, 32 and a half inch vertical, was certainly considered one of the more athletic tackle prospects in all of the drafts. He'll turn 24 in the fall. He made 30 college starts, on and on. I mean, there are very few questions about what this kid can do. I think I was most impressed hearing from him and hearing from Tomlin and Omar Khan just about his appetite for football, the way he wants to play. He fits what the Steelers are going to do. Mike Tomlin, I think at one point, called him a black and gold type of guy. He just fits. And the point of my column is that all of this stuff is great. It's a fantastic story. The links, how much he loves the Steelers, how much he really appreciates this opportunity. No, it's not a reach by the Steelers for any stretch. A lot of mock drafts you saw had him going way before the Steelers were even on the board to pick. And so they have him in, you know, to me, you could maybe look at, does it make sense to trade down? You know, there are other guys available at that time. Do you maybe prioritize another one of those guys? But the Steelers just, they like this guy too much to do anything else. And I don't blame them. He is a surefire bet at tackle. You have him and Broderick Jones. And that should be your opening tackle combination, kicking Broderick Jones over to the left side for day one. He just has that type of ability, that type of maturity. And at the same time, we look at day two of the NFL draft today. The Steelers certainly have some needs, but there are plenty of guys there that they can draft. Maybe they draft, move up and take Zach Frazier, maybe Jackson Powers Johnson. Maybe they go that route. Either way, there's a lot of stuff they can do, boxes they can check, but really, really like the player and like the story. You know, I remember Fautanu posting dreams turn into reality on Instagram after he visited with the Steelers. And you just feel good about the kid. But again, you know, they are in win now mode. They seem to draft a win now tackle, somebody that's really going to help them on the offensive line. And we'll see what happens there. So a lot to like about the pick. We'll see how it goes. Going to transition here to the Pirates a little bit. They split with the Brewers. The last two games, not so great, especially not Thursdays. They've got a couple issues here that I think they need to get worked out in relatively short order. I'm going to talk about Rowdy Tellez, but I'm going to start with Aroldis Chapman. They signed him this offseason, $10.5 million, to do things that he really hasn't done lately. Early on, Aroldis Chapman was outstanding. When David Bednar was going through some of his struggles, Aroldis Chapman was somebody people were crying that he should be closing games. Well, now David Bednar has kind of found himself, and Aroldis Chapman has found some struggles. They just need more. I don't think there's a route you can go. I mean, you're paying the guy too much money. You're not going to do anything with that. They just need better production. Chapman has given them better production, and they need to get this bullpen sorted out. It worries me a little bit. As much of a pleasant surprise as the starting rotation has been with Jared Jones, Bailey Falter, Mitch Keller was not great the other day. Probably need a better start from him or yesterday. I'm sorry, but you know, the bullpen has not been anywhere near what expectations were. We're going to get an update on Ryan Borucki soon. Carmen Majinski, wouldn't be surprised if he winds up with the team in California. They have a roster move coming. They sent Ryder Ryan down to AAA Indianapolis. So they're probably going to swap him out for a pitcher, I would imagine. But they need more from Chapman. They need more from that bullpen. That's why they spent the money they did on Chapman. For him to be a weapon, for them to be able to shorten games, and it hasn't quite been that so far. The other thing that's sort of going on with the Pirates right now, I think, has become a pretty big talking point, is Rowdy Tellez at first base and whether you want to keep allocating reps, at bats, all that stuff to him. I don't think it's that time yet. I've certainly seen and heard the cries to DFA him. I am not in that camp. I do think there's something there, but the production has not been there. We can focus on the defensive play. I don't know. We could be splitting hairs on whether it was good or bad, but either way, if you look at his offensive production, they're paying him to hit. This is a guy who 2 years ago hit 35 home runs. I would argue we haven't seen anywhere close to that, obviously. But is this enough of a sample size to do something? Probably not. And also, what would they do? That's the other question I ask. Do you play Connor Joe Moore? Maybe. I think you could maybe play Connor Joe more there a little bit. He has certainly warranted the playing time. Maybe that gets Edward Olivares in the mix in the outfield a little bit more than he has been. He has shown signs when he's gotten opportunities. Maybe you want to bring Nick Gonzalez up, bump Jared Triolo over to first base. I'm not sure. Maybe those are long-term solutions. For now, I would ride it out with Rowdy Tellez. I will say, being in that clubhouse, he has emerged as an important leader, somebody those guys look to. But again, the production hasn't been enough. I think people need to be a little bit patient. I know that's hard. I know the production hasn't been good. I'm not saying it has been, but it's still very early in the season. I'm still not totally sure we know what these Pirates are. Ben Cherington has talked in the past about wanting to look at about a quarter of a season, 40 or so games, before making any sort of determinations about his roster. And I just don't think they're going to go to Rowdy Tellez, you know, at this point in terms of making a change or adjusting anything. So they need to ride it out. They need to continue getting good pitching. If you score more runs, I know this sounds like an oversimplification, and maybe it is, it covers up for a lot of those other mistakes. And the Pirates just aren't scoring enough runs right now. Part of that is Tellez. Part of that is, I don't know, Jack Sawinski, Henry Davis, some other guys, some other bats in their lineup that just haven't quite come alive yet. I think it's going to be an important road trip for the Pirates to find some of those things. We'll see if they were able to do it. Thank you so much for watching the live stream tonight from Mike's Beer Bar. That was a lot of fun. I hope we do more events like that in the future. I think they're really informative. They're fun for the people doing them, trust me. So make sure you like and subscribe. You can get all the content from me and all of our other Post-Gazette writers right here. And we'll be back on Monday to talk to you again, wrapping up the draft in its totality.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.